Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayashekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing in world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. A mentor is someone who you look up to, and the mentor can help you reach your true inner potential, not by telling you what to do, but by showing you the path. In today's episode, India's leading digital coach, Siddharth Rajshekhar, discusses why it is important to find the right mentor and talks about what attributes to look for while choosing a mentor. Let's get started.
So why is it important to find one mentor in your life? In this segment, I would actually share some thoughts on this because I would not be where I am today if not for my mentors. And I'm pretty sure even if you're listening to this or watching this, you would agree with me that it's the mentors that change the trajectory of your life or one's life. You know, when I was lost, when I did not know what to do, when I was struggling in my business, the right mentor came into my life at the right time and that changed the game for me completely. You know, I was able to transform. So when you're able to find the right mentor, the mentor will actually end up saving thousands of hours and possibly many, many years of you trying to figure things out on your own. So in this particular segment, I want to go into a few aspects. One is I want to define who is a mentor. I want to give you my definition of it. How I found my mentors, just so that you understand like what you should keep in mind when you find a mentor and what should be the attributes to look for in a mentor before you decide to follow that particular person. And then you may be having this question, can you have many mentors? I'll give you my views on that. And also, what should be the mentor and mentee relationship? Okay, so all of these things I'm going to be covering in this segment. So please take notes and let's get in. Okay, so first thing is, who is a mentor? According to me, a mentor is somebody who is a guide. They don't need to know every small thing. They don't need to have all the answers to every single question. But a mentor is somebody who has some experience to guide a person to move forward in the right direction. For example, Sachin Tendulkar's coach, he did not hit 100 centuries, but he was able to create a Sachin Tendulkar. So the idea of a mentor is not that they need to be like a superstar. It is somebody who has the ability to see through and guide in the right way based on their own experience. So a mentor is a guide. A mentor is somebody who can coach people. A mentor is someone who's also a teacher, who can teach the concepts to set the right principles. And if I have to simplify it, a mentor is somebody who helps you make progress, who can help you go from being stuck to getting unstuck. In fact, that is my definition of mentorship. Anybody who can help you move from being stuck to unstuck is a mentor. Now, this mentor could also be somebody who's younger than you. It could also be your own child. Maybe you are looking at some technology issue in your house. And then maybe your kid shows you something and you're able to overcome that, going from stuck to unstuck. Now your child also ends up becoming a mentor. So that is my definition of mentor. And how I found my mentors are in this way. Okay, so the first mentor that I stumbled into, I was able to connect with on a deep level is Blair Singer. And I attended one of his training programs. And what I really found in him is the code of honor. And I understood the difference between just being a trainer and being a leader. Like today, I'm able to lead a community of thousands of people because of the principles that I learned from him. And I'm a super duper introvert. I never knew I would be able to do what I'm doing right now. But he showed me what was possible. And sometimes the mentors also are those kind of people who reveal your true potential and who also push you to become bigger than who you are. Like that's what Blair did with me. I didn't have a voice. What I mean by that is nobody, I was just an introvert. I just thought I was just an average guy. But then he helped me realize that I was bigger than who I was through his mentorship. That was the first mentor that had the impact on me. Then my second mentor came in, Vic Streises from the US. He showed me the potential of an ecosystem model. And I took all the principles that I'd learned in the offline world and started to digitize my knowledge online and learned about funnels and systems and automations. And he gave me all the tactics and systems and embedded with solid principles. Then I found my other mentor, Sam Owens, who showed me the next level of having a monk-like discipline while building a digital business. And what I noticed is all my three mentors, they have the same philosophy of business and philosophy of life. In one sense, they're the same. They don't have a difference in opinions on principles. Their strategies could be different, but their principles are the same. So now let me get into the next part, which is what are the attributes that you need to look for before you choose a mentor? And these were the attributes that I looked for before I decided to completely surrender to this mentor. First is you need to look for the aspect if that mentor is an implementer. If that mentor is only talking stuff and not doing themselves, then do not follow them. Two is mentors are usually good listeners. They're not always talking. They like to listen to their students. They like to listen to the market, listen to the marketplace, and they're getting feedback from their customers. And based on that, they give the right solution. So they're good at hearing and listening. Okay, a good mentor is somebody who's a learner, who's a lifelong learner. A mentor is also someone who's a practitioner. There's a difference between implementer and practitioner. Implementer is somebody who's taking action. A practitioner is somebody who's practicing and improving on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, who's honing and mastering their craft. If you see people like that, you got to take them as your mentor. A good mentor is somebody who's non-judgmental. They're not quick to judge people, and they're open to bringing in people from all walks of life into their world. Because once you become judgmental, then you become more sectarian. When you become sectarian, then that's not a true leader. A true leader is someone who's non-sectarian. It does not matter what someone's background, religion, color, creed, sex, all of that should not matter. And the true mentors are the ones who are able to have that kind of a vision where they're not judgmental based on somebody's religion or background or ethnicity or whatever. That's also a very important quality of mentorship. The other quality of mentors, a true mentor, is someone who's a solution provider. They don't just give gyan and knowledge. They give tangible solutions that are practical to implement. A good mentor is also a good mentee. It's not just about learning, but I've seen some of the best mentors, like all my mentors, they are amazing students themselves. And they have their own mentors. If anybody says that I don't have a mentor, I'm perfectly fine, then there's a serious problem over there. Next is great mentors. They have developed proven systems and models based on their own practical experience. And they're not just cut, copy, paste, parrot-like, you know, talkers, charismatic talkers. There are a lot of people on YouTube that we see these days. They just go take ideas, bits and pieces from everywhere and make it into their own khichdi, and they speak as though they have done it, but they have not done it. So a true mentor is somebody who has developed their own proven ideas and concepts based on their practical implementation of things. A true mentor is somebody who's hands-on. They are crafted. They are masters of their craft. And a true mentor is somebody who has a collaborative spirit, not a competitive spirit. A collaborative spirit. So if you're able to see these attributes, where they're an implementer, they're a good listener, they're a learner, they're a practitioner, they're non-judgmental, they're a solution provider, they develop proven systems on their own, they are hands-on, they're collaborative spirit. This person, if they have these attributes, blindly surrender to them and follow what they have to say. And if they're getting results, all the more. So which leads me to the next point is, can you have many mentors or not? And my answer to that is yes and no. Yes, to the point you can have many mentors in different areas of your life. For example, you can have a spiritual mentor, you can have a health coach or health mentor, a business coach, business mentor. You can have a mentor who's, you know, working with you on your relationships, on parenting or something like that. So you can have many mentors from different walks of life or different dimensions of life. But if you have surrendered to one mentor, let's say in the business space, follow exactly what that mentor is saying. Don't go and just jump around trying and following two, three different people in the same space. Now, what will end up happening is, like what I experienced before is, because I was following five, six different people before, each one of them were good at what they were doing. But when I would implement the knowledge, right, it would become a big confusion for me. I was getting information overload and getting overwhelmed with so much to do. So I achieved my success by following one mentor 100% to the T. Like during my live program days, I 100% follow Blair and his systems. And I continue to follow his systems. But when I found my mentors, Vic and Sam, pretty much similar, you know, ideologies they both have in terms of systemization, ecosystems, automation, all that stuff, blindly followed whatever they said. In fact, my primary mentor is Vic Strizes. I'm following the ecosystem model from him. From Sam, I've taken some bits of other elements. But my main mentor, if he would tell me to stand on one leg and send an email, I would just blindly do that. Of course, he didn't ask me to do that, but the principle was complete surrender to the process of that particular mentor. So can you have many mentors? Yes, in different dimensions of life. No, and don't confuse things. If you followed one person, take it to the finish line before you go on to someone else. Okay. So the last point what I want to mention is on why is it important to find one's mentor in life is about the mentor-mentee relationship. A mentor should be in a position to have the confidence to tell the mentee to do things where they know that that it'll get done. In other words, a great student has the potential to become a great mentor. A great mentor is somebody who always has the mentee's interests in mind. That's the role of the mentor. They're always thinking about their mentees and how they can improve, help them get results fast. And the mentee's mindset should be, no matter what happens, I'm going to just implement whatever my mentor says. Not just about learning information from the mentor and looking good in front of the mentor's eyes. It's about applying that knowledge, because to know and not to do is not to know. In other words, just learning and not taking action is equal to not knowing. So you have to have that in your mind. As a mentee, one of your responsibilities as a mentee is to apply that knowledge, whatever the mentor is giving you, and completely surrender to that particular system. So I just want to recap by saying that the role of a mentor is a very important one. A mentor can save you thousands of hours and many, many years of your life if you follow them 100% than you trying to figure things out on your own. But having said that, look for these attributes before you choose a mentor. Pick one mentor that you resonate with, take it to the finish line, and maintain a relationship where you're always growing and always in that phase of evolving yourself. And also observe and see if your mentor is evolving themselves. Because those mentors who don't evolve, they're going to hit a glass ceiling at some point of time. So there's always the next level to go to. It never ends. So I hope you found this useful. I would like you to share your notes. You know, whatever takeaways you got from this particular segment, you can share it on social media or tag somebody or tag us, tag Success Gyan. Just let us know if this had an impact on you, because the world needs more teachers and leaders, as my mentor Blair says. And the only way we can redefine our education system and our employment system is by creating a new breed of teachers. And I would definitely want to invite you to be a part of this revolution. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope this podcast helped you realize the importance of having a mentor in life. Do share this with your friends and family. Siddharth Rajshekar will be live in the upcoming Super Growth Summit along with 10 other world-class trainers. Log into www.sgsummits.com and register for the upcoming Super Growth Summit for free. This is Surendran Jayashekar. Until next time, love yourself. Don't take life too seriously. Strive to become a better version of yourself. Give more to get more. And always keep inspiring.